Reishu chelik beis shin zayin after the asterisk. Tichiyasam isim hu musag harachok mitanu biyaseh. The concept of the resurrection is very distant, very remote. Dailanu bahelim hatukef oisanu nochach hamaves. It's sufficient just to deal with the shock that we get in the face of death. Just that. Ki achai mesarev bechol koyichoy lekabel keuvda shu asid lamus. The living person refuses point blank to accept as a fact that he will die, he is destined to die. Hainu loy liyoiskan besoch gufoy kfi shu ragil avin chayim, meaning not to be anymore inside his body as he is accustomed to understand the concept of life. Ad sheyekabel bedaatoy acharei ribu machshava vechizuk emuna, until such time as he, after much thought, much strengthening of emunah, a person comes to accept that his neshama will continue to endure in an eternal type of life, in a spiritual type of life. How difficult is it for a person to accept the thought and the vivid image? That his body is destined to decompose in the grave and cease to be. Then when a person reconciles himself to the reality of death, so a person absorbs it as an idea of something which is the extreme opposite of the whole system of life, everything we know, and an irreversible fact. So at that point, it is this point that the Nevi'im emphasize this tremendous wonder. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asid lahachayos es ha-misim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined to resuscitate the dead, to bring them back to life. The pasuk in Ha'azinu, Re'u ato ki ani hu ve'en Elohim imadi. See that it is I. There's no other force beside me. Ani omis amis va'achayeh. I am the one who brings death and I will bring life again. Machatzti v'nirpa. Crush and heal. Ve'en miyadi matzil. In Ha'azinu at the end of Chamishi. The pasuk in Shmuel, Hashem meimis umchaye, Hashem brings death and then brings life again. Moirid shoil vayal. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, Yichyu meisaych, your dead will live. Nevelasi yekumun, the nevelois, meaning the corpses will arise. Hakitzu v'renenu shachnei afar, those who dwell in the dust, wake up. Kital oireis talecha, speaking to Hashem now, your dew is like a dew of light. Ve'eretz refayim tapil. The famous passage in Yechezkel Lamedvav about the valley of the dry bones. Vayom elai ben Adam. Hatichyene ha'atzamo Yisraeli. He said to me, Ben Adam, will these bones live? Vayomar Hashem Elohim, ata yodata. Yechezkel knows, I don't know, you know. Vayom elai hinabe al ha'atzamo Yisraeli. Prophesy over these bones. Vayomar talehem, say to them, ha'atzamo Yisraeli v'shoyis, you dry bones. Shimu dvar Hashem. Listen up. Koyomar Hashem Elohim la'atzamo Yisraeli. Hine ani mevi bachim ruach uchiyisem. I will blow a spirit through you, you will live. And finally, in Daniel, many of those who sleep in the ground will awaken, some to eternal life, some for the opposite, for disgrace. They will shine like stars forever. Many such nevuos. It's regarding this wonder, this ultimate nes that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established the second bracha in the Amidah. Mi kamoicho ba'al gevurois, who like you is mighty, mi daimelach melech meimis umchaye umatzmech yishua. Meimis brings death, mechaye brings to life again. Ubevikas yetzeh l'shabbos, ve'ein daimelecha meyishein v'lizchiyas ha-misim. There's nobody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is like you, who will bring salvation in the ultimate one in Tchiyas HaMesim. Oid zeis, anu lomdim bavracha neichach beis kvarois. When a person goes to the cemetery, there's a particular bracha to recite, Asher yetza eschem bedin, he created you, vezan vechilkel eschem bedin, and then he nourished you and supported you, vehimis eschem bedin, and then you died, veyodea mispar kulochem bedin, he knows your number, vuasit leachayeschem, and he will bring you back to life. Divine providence goes so far. Shakadosh Baruch Hu yodeh mispar kol yishne adma safar me'az adam harishon ad sof kol hadoris. Kadosh Baruch Hu counts those who sleep in the ground from the time of Adam Harishon until the end of all generations. That's the phrase that's in italics. Yodeh mispar kol lechem bedin. He keeps a careful count. Ish lo ne'edar. Nobody is missing. Nobody slips through the cracks. Vakol bedikduku vedin. Everything done vodin. With precision. Hakadosh Baruch Hu may miss, meaning Hu neitelas neshama me'adam bevo itoy. He will remove the neshama from the person when the time comes. V'hu mechaye shu'asil lachazir lo nishmasa. He will restore that neshama back to the individual. V'az yakum begufay kfi shaya bechayav. And at that point the person will arise in his body. V'sheneseh ba'adamah hu nitar mikol tumas chata'av. That period of dwelling in the ground serves to purify him from all the impurity of his transgressions, v'yakum beguf tahir lechaye ad, so that he can arise with a pure body for eternal life. Al zeh hivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-yidei nevi'av, v'hu ne'eman l'achayos misim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised through the Nevi'im, as we see in those psukim and others, and he is faithful, ne'eman l'achayos misim, he will stand by his word. Ad kama shekashel lo retzeyeh le'atzmenu pele gadol zeh, despite the fact that it's so difficult to picture this wondrous event. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an illustration of this, a hint to this, in our very own world, in the changing of the seasons. You see a tree in winter, it is bare. No fruit, no leaves, just dry. It seems to be dead. Just some branches. And then spring comes and they start to sprout. Suddenly the green leaves, flowers emerge. The flowers obviously indicating that fruit is growing. And this wonder repeats itself year by year, year in, year out. The ma'amin who takes the time and the trouble, the effort to reflect on this, to contemplate this, strengthens his emunah in tchiyas ha-misim. The tree is coming back to life. Mekoyim ha-islamdus le-ma'aseh b'inyan gadol zeh. So when it comes to practicing this, applying this in practice, trying this in this great concept, hu b'shtei brachos elu, is in these two brachos. That's where to focus on these ideas. Elokai neshama, in the morning, elokai neshama shel satabi. And v'ata gibor. Yesh leschil bevikas ata gibor ki yim evo eres yaseh. It's clearer, that bracha. And therefore one should start there. V'yesh lomar bracha zu b'isbonenus meruba uvimsinus b'meshech tkufa aruka. One should say this bracha with tremendous contemplation, with deliberation over a long period of time. Ad sheisbonenus ba tisa peri. Until such time as this reflection bears fruit. And then one should switch to the bracha of Elokei Neshama and also train oneself in his bonenus in the same manner. Ad kan.